所以我今天要有一个总结性的一个讲座讲课，今天把它总结一下。下个星期，明年我们要开始一个新的系列。杨长老给我的那个任务是明年把整个圣经过一遍。我觉得那个是一个无法完成的使命，但是我们要尽我们的努力。至少我们希望把那个旧约过一遍。我也挺为这个任务感到兴奋。怎么样能够很快的把圣经给过一遍？那个传道书对我来讲，他是在探讨三个很重要的问题。现在呢，我们已经把这本书讲完了，现在我想回去，我们再重新来回顾这三个问题。
Verizon says, "Can you hear me now?"
现在大家能听到我吗？刚才那个。
If I get fired here, I can go work for Verizon.
如果我在这儿被你们解雇了，我就可以去那个 Verizon 去找工作，因为我很能讲。
The three questions that I have tried to have in the back of my mind as we have gone through this book.
当我讲这本书，这三个问题总是浮现在我脑海中的就是。
The first one that we spent a good bit of time on is what is the meaning of life?
我们花了很多的时间来讲人生的意义到底是什么。
And I told you that Ecclesiastes gives us two answers.
那个传道书给了我们两个答案。
Life under the sun, life as we see it here, is vanity.
就是日光之下的生活，就是我们眼见的生活是空虚。
And I told you that's not a negative thing.
它不是一个好像很负面的一个
entirely
不是完全负面的。
It means this life is temporary.
就是告诉我们这个生命是短暂的。
What we do in this life is temporary.
我们在这个世界上所做的、所完成的都是短暂的。
And since it's temporary, it's really not enough to give us ultimate meaning.
因为这是短暂的，所以它不能给我们带来终极意义。
The second answer to the question
对这个问题的第二个答案就是
is if we look at life as the gift of God,
我们把这个生命看成是神的恩赐
it then is joy,
那就是一种喜乐
it is fulfilling,
是让人满足的
but please understand it is still temporary.
但是让你要记住这个仍然是短暂的
I told you last week Ecclesiastes is not trying to say to us here is how to avoid all the problems and have only joy
这个传道书不是要告诉我们说你是如何避免这些所有人生的问题然后只有喜乐只有快乐
Ecclesiastes is a very realistic book
传道书是一本很真实的书
a book that says life will always have some frustrations
就告诉我们说生活生命中总是会有很多让你挫败的事情
but at the end of last week we saw at the end of Ecclesiastes 12
上个星期我们看到传道书的第十二章
He says fear God that's relationship
他讲到说敬畏神那个是讲到关系
Keep his commandments that's obedience
谨守他的诫命那个就是讲到这个顺服
For this is the whole of man This is what we were made for
他说这是人所当尽的他这个讲的就是说我们被创造的目的就是这样的
In the second century, one of the church fathers, Irenaeus, said something I love very much.
就是在公元二世纪，教父亚他那修他说了一句话，我非常的喜欢。
The glory of God is a human being fully alive.
他说神的荣耀就是一个人充满了生命的气息。
The first time I read that, I disagreed with it.
当我第一次读到他的这个论述的时候，我是心里不同意的。
Because we think when we read the glory of God, we think of a bit of what I said this morning in the sermon.
就是当我们讲到神的这个荣耀的时候，就像我今天早晨讲道里所讲到的。
When God says to Moses, "No one can see my glory and live."
就像神对摩西说的，没有人可以看见我还活着。
But Irenaeus is basing this on Psalm 8 when he says he has made us only a little lower.
但是这个亚他拿修他说的这个只是基于诗篇第八篇，讲到说你叫他比天使微小一点。
He has crowned us with glory and honor.
神真的是以荣耀尊贵为我们的冠冕。
Your neighbors who are unbelievers.
你那个不信主的邻居。
Cannot see God, right?
他没法看见神。
But according to Psalm 8,
但是根据诗篇第八篇，
according to Irenaeus,
也根据这个亚他拿修所
说的， according to the Apostle Paul,
根据使徒保罗，
they see God's glory when they see you.
当他们看到你的时候，他们看到神的荣耀。
Now, to me, that is both encouraging and frightening.
对我来讲，这个是让我也很心里很受鼓舞，但是也是挺吓人的。
It is frightening because sometimes I don't feel very much like the glory of God.
为什么是挺吓人的呢？因为有的时候我不觉得我能展现了神的荣
耀。And if I am cranky and irritable,
如果我总是很容易生气，然后总是别别扭扭的。
If I am the worst neighbor my neighbor has ever known,
如果我是我邻居所碰到的最糟糕的邻居。
And they say, "Ah, I see you have a fish Christian symbol on the back of your car."
Oh, 他说我看到你的车后边挂了一个基督徒的象征，就是那个小鱼。
Then the glory of God isn't looking very good to them, right?
然后对他们来讲，神的荣耀看得可不怎么好，对不对？
As Christians, we need to live in a way that, if this is true, it honors God.
就是作为基督徒，我们就是说如。我们应该活出来的生活是，如果这个是真实的，我们给神带来尊荣。
But the other side of that is this.
但是事情的另外一面就是。
It is incredibly inspiring to know.
也是非常的鼓舞我们，让我们知道。
That how you live your daily life.
你如何过你每天的生活。
Even the boring, mundane aspects of life are important because in those things you are showing the glory of God.
就是在每天平凡单调的生活也是很重要的，因为你所做的这一切在展现神的荣耀。
Irenaeus says, "When we live as God made us to live."
当亚他拿修说，当我们真的是活出来神创造我们所要活出来的样子。
We are.The glory of God.
我们就是神的荣耀。
That's part of what Ecclesiastes is saying to us.
这就是传道书对我们所要讲的。
That is this life as the gift of God.
就是说，把这个生活作为神的恩赐来过。
The second big question in the book is, what is God like?
第二个很重要的问题就是说，神是像什么？
And the picture of God in Ecclesiastes is a very important one.
在这个传道书所讲的这个展现的图片是一个很重要的。
Because we live in a world in which God is kind of just seen as the big guy upstairs.
在我们这个世界上，大家对神的感受就是好像神离我们高高在上。
Our buddy.
是我们的好伙伴。
And Ecclesiastes says, "Oh no, he's not."
但是传道书告诉我们说，他可不是我们的伙伴。
He is.The creator.
他是那位创造者。
He is the one we can never fully understand.
他是那位我们永远无法彻透的创造者。
He is sovereign.
他是全能的主。
He is to be reverenced.
他要被尊崇。
I read to you last week.
上个星期我给大家读过。
He says, God is in heaven.
他说神在天上。
You are on earth.
你在地上。
Let your words be few.
所以让你的言语稀，你的言语应该稀少。
Simple paraphrase.
很简单的一来说。
Shut up, you're not God.
你闭嘴吧，你不是神。
I couldn't say that if my wife was with me today. She doesn't want me to say shut up. But that's what it says.
我太太不在，她不喜欢我说你闭嘴这个词儿。
And that's an important message.
那是一个很重要的一个信息。
Because we tend to forget that.
我们有时候就很容易忘记。
We tend to think we have all the answers.
我们老是觉得我们自己什么都知道。
We tend to rely entirely on ourselves.
我们可以完全的依靠我们自己。
We want to impress God with our words.
我们想用我们自己的言语来让神对我们另眼相看。
I hope God notices how much I gave in the offering.
说哦，我想让神看到，你看我今天奉献有
多少。I hope He's impressed with my prayer.
让神觉得我这个祷告多好啊。
God, did you see? I just finished the year's Bible reading.
哦，神啊，你看
到。2 days early.
今年我提前两天完成了今年的读经计划。
All of those things are good.
这些事情都挺好的。
But Ecclesiastes says,
但是传道书说
God is in heaven,
神在天上
You're on earth,
你在地下
Shut up.
所以你就闭嘴吧。
He's not impressed.
神不会说因为你做了什么就好像
He loves us.
印象深刻。
He gave his son for us.
神真的允许我们，他把他的儿子赐给我们。
But he's not impressed.
但是神不会说对我们觉得我们好像挺不了不起的。
Is His gift to us?
因为我们所有的一切都是神给我们的。
The reason you can give that in the offering is He gave it to you.
你之所以能够奉献，是因为神先给了你。
You know, when your child comes to you and says, "Daddy, can I have $5 to buy you a Christmas present?"
如果你的孩子到你面前来说，爸爸能给我5块钱，我去给你买个圣诞节的礼物。
You appreciate the love, right?
你很感谢他的爱。
But you don't actually end up $5 ahead.
但是。你并不是说就是好像就缺那五块钱
，right？
对不对
？When he comes back and gives you the $5 gift, you haven't gained anything.
他给你那个五块钱的礼物，你并不会因为他给你的礼物，你就好像多了些什么。
And I think part of the message of Ecclesiastes is whatever we give, whatever we do for God.
传道书所讲的是，不管我们所给的、所奉献的、我们所为神所做的
，it is valuable to Him because it shows our love.
对神之所以有价值，是因为那显示了我们对神的爱。
But Ecclesiastes says, never forget.
但是传道书也提醒我们说，永远不要忘记，他是那位赐予者。
But the question that I want to focus on most this morning is the third one.
我们要主要集中在第三个问题。
Where can a man find happiness?
人在哪里可以找到幸福？
Let me just start by saying where it we do not get it.Where we do not find it.
我先讲一下我们在哪里找不到幸福。
Not by hunting for it.
不是说你去就像那个打猎寻找是寻找猎物似的去寻找幸福。
Yesterday I was reading a news magazine and it had this wonderful article, Working Hard at Being Happy.
昨天我读了一篇文章讲的就是说努力的工作然后这样你就可以很幸福。
And it started this way.
它是文章这么开始这么讲的。
Our efforts to achieve peak happiness
我们能够达到那个幸福的顶峰就是
is a formula for endless disappointment
就是他说我们认为能够达到幸福的顶峰的这种方式其实是让一个无休无止的一个痛苦就是失望。
And then it had a long article on research that shows that our efforts...To be happy all the time leave us disappointed.
就是他这个文章呢，最后就讲了，就是说研究就是表明，如果就是说你在不断的去寻找幸福，最终的结果就是你就是不断的觉得失望。
And I read it and I thought that's really nice.
然后我就读这篇说，哎，这个讲的挺好的。
But they could have saved all this effort by reading Ecclesiastes.
我就觉得说，你就不用读这个，你就看看传道书就明白了。
Because that's what it says.
因为传道书讲的就是这件事。
All of our efforts to make sure that nothing bad happens, that we're happy, happy, happy all the time.
就是说，我们所有的努力就想说，不要有任何不好的事情发生在我们身上。我们要一直不就是感到很幸福，很幸福。
Leave us.
最后留给我们的就是什么呢？
Frustrated.
让我们觉得非常的挫败，让我们觉得很失望。
Instead.
相反的
Happiness, Ecclesiastes says
在传道书里面讲到幸福感来自于
Is the gift of God
幸福感是幸福是神给的恩赐
When we are not looking for it But we are looking for God
当我们不是在寻求幸福本身而是在寻求神的时候幸福就来了
My son is not here so I can tell this
我儿子不在所以我可以讲这个故事
10 years ago, I think it was.
十年以前，大概我记得。
My son and daughter decided for Sue's and my anniversary. They wanted to do something very nice for us.
我儿子跟女儿他们决定要，为我 我和我太太的结婚纪念日做一个很特别的，给我们一个惊喜。
And so at our anniversary,
所以在我们那个过那个就是我们
which comes at Christmas time, they were all excited.
结婚纪念日的时候，他们都很兴奋。
My son is a planner.
我儿子就是很会做计划。
And so he had worked all of this out, an airplane ticket to North Carolina.
所以他已经订好了飞机票，给我们订好了去北卡的飞机票。
And a rental car.
然后也帮我们租好了车。
And a cabin in the Smokies.
然后在那个大雾山呢，给我们订了一个那个。一个度假的地方。
It was very nice.
非常的好。
And it was several months ahead.
然后在他们好几个月以前就把那
些计划好。And so I said, you know, we would love for you ought to be with us. They weren't married yet.
说，我们想要，我就对孩子们说，我说想要你们跟我们一起来。
So my wife and I paid for them a ticket so that we could all go.
所以呢，我跟我太太，我们就付了我们孩子的机票，我们就可以一起去。
But remember, my son is a planner.
但是要记住，我儿子他是很喜欢计划的。
The trip started badly.
然后这个旅途刚开始就不顺。
The flight was delayed.
然后那个飞机误点。
We got there.
我们到那儿了。
And he had picked out a car that he especially wanted us to have.
他专门找了一辆他想让我们租的车。
And when we got there, all they had was a subcompact.
然后呢，就是。到那儿了，剩的车就是比那个最小型的车还要小的车。
Which meant I just had to sit there, and then they put the car around me.
然后那个车小到就是说，好像就把你紧紧的挤在里边。
And my son was very, very unhappy.
然后我儿子就特别的不高兴。
I reserved a nice car.
他说本来是给你订好的是一辆挺好的车，怎么变成这样了
？And we start driving down the road.
然后我们就挤了就开了车。
And he's not happy.
然后。儿子挺不高兴的。
And all of a sudden, I said,
突然之间我说孩子啊
，If my main goal for this week had been a nice car,
如果我整个星期的我的目标就是要有一个驾
，I would have just gone and rented my own car.
我就不应该去租这个车吗
？What we want is a week where we're all together.
我们想这个星期的目的就是我们
全家人在一起。You're all going to be married soon, and we'll never see you.
然后你们，你跟你姐姐很快都要结婚了，我们就再也见不到你们了。
To just spend this week together.
我们就想这个星期全家人在一起。
And if it's not the right car.
如果就算这个车不是你想的
车。And it's not the airline that you were hoping for, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
这个飞行也不像你所计划的，没关系的。
We just want to be together.
我们就是全家人在一起。
And out of that came the happiness of the week.
所以这样讲过，我们全家呢，就是全家人。
You understand the happiness of the week was not all of those little details.
所以这个幸福感不在于每件小事情，每个细节都按我所期望的发生。
And now, a few years later, every time we get together, we remember that little blue car.
我们现在还记得我们当时挤在那个小小的蓝车上面。
And how much fun we had trying to get out of it after we got in it.
当我们到了目的地之后，我们。
But do you understand the happiness was not about the car?
所以呢，幸福不来自于我们租到了什么车。
And Ecclesiastes is saying,
传道书对我们说
，We find happiness not by making sure that everything in our life is geared towards happiness.
传道书告诉我们，我们的幸福不来自于在我们的生活中，我们每件事情都朝着幸福这个目标在前行。
Because if that is our approach, we'll constantly.Be disappointed.
如果那个是我们就是生活的方式，我们就会不断的、长期的觉得很失望。
But when our focus is the relationship with God,
但是当我们的那个目标在于我们跟神的关系的时候
，the happiness comes as a byproduct.
这个幸福就像一个副产品一样，就来到我们的生命当中。
Now, based on that, let me just quickly talk about some principles that guide us.
让我们很快的来谈一下我们这个享乐。
As we think about happiness.
让我们想到这个幸福的时候，让我们来看一下这些原则。
Five principles.
就是五个原则。
Number one.
第一个。
The principle of direction.
第一个呢，就是说这个方向的原则。
That is, our pleasures must be guided by life's overarching purpose.
就是我们的享乐必须被生命的总体目标所引导。
Ecclesiastes 2.
在传道书第二章讲到
We read this before.
我们以前读过
I denied myself nothing.
他说反我所心所想要的我都不会
I refused my heart no pleasure.
所以呢，我的心里边所想要的，我没有留下一丝不享受的，所以我得到了我想要的一切。
Yet when I saw all that my hands had done,
我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功。
Everything was meaningless.
随时都是虚空。
Chasing,
都是捕风。
After the wind. He says,
传道书的作者说，
I look for every pleasure.
我真的是寻找到每一样的那个乐趣享乐。
And it came to nothing.
但是最后都是一场空。
And that is because if we're truly going to find happiness,
如果我们真的要能找到幸福的话，
there has to be something bigger than simply pleasure.
就是要有一些事情要比简单的这个享乐更重要，更大。
There has to be a purpose beyond that immediate fulfillment.
就是在那个立即的这个得到享受之后，应该有一个比那个更大的、更有意义的一个目标，一个。
I try not to read to you, but I'm going to read to you for a moment.
我不想给你们读东西，但是我现在要给你们读一些。
Psychologist Frank Murnith
有一个心理学家
said this.
弗兰克林这样说。
I am convinced that many people choose happiness but never find it.
我确信很多人他们就是选择幸福，但是他们永远没有得到幸福。
The reason they do not find it.
就是他们没有找到幸福的原因在于。
Is they are looking in the wrong place.
因为他们是在错误的地方寻找幸福。
They seek for joy in sexual prowess.
他们在寻求这个就是这个快乐，他们寻求这个性上的满足。
But end up with fleeting pleasures and long-term disappointments.
但是他们所得到的最后就是一个转眼即逝的这种享乐和这个长期的这种失望，长久的失望。
They seek fulfillment in positions of power.
他们在这个他们的这个工作岗位置上跟权力上寻求满足。
They find the position.
他们最后的得到了那个职位。
But they remain unfulfilled.
但是他们仍然觉得没有满足。
I remember this is a practicing psychologist.
这个是那个心理学界的一个他们的一个实习。
He says, I have had millionaire businessmen come to my office.
他说我有那个百万千万富翁到我的办公室来。
And tell me they have big houses.
告诉我说他们有大房子。
Yachts.
他们也有那个游艇。
Nice children.
他们孩子也很好。
A beautiful wife.
他们太太很有个美貌的很美丽的太太。
Secure jobs.
然后也有个很稳定的工作。
And suicidal tendencies.
但是却是想要自杀的念头。
They have everything the world has to offer except peace and joy.
他们有这个世界上所能给的一切的东西，除了没有这个喜乐跟平安。
They come to me as a last resort.
他们就是最后没有办法了才到我这里来。
Begging me to help them conquer the urge to kill themselves.
就是让我，就是求我来帮助他们，让他们不要有这种停止这种自杀的念头。
And he says, why is this?
为什么会这样呢？
Because they have everything except some purpose.
因为他们
to hold it together.
为什么呢？因为他们有所有的东西，但是他们却没有把这些所有的东西能够放在一起的这样一个意义，让他们觉得这一切有意义的一个东西。
Ravi Zacharias said,
就是萨迦利亚说，
The more opportunity there is for pleasure,
他说你越，就是你能够得到享乐的机会越多，
The greater the need to find some overarching purpose.
你就是更需要找到一个总体的一个涵盖这一切的一个人生目标。
The more pleasures there are available to us,
就是更多的对你能够有享乐的机会越多。
The more important it is that we have some purpose that guides us in those pleasures.
就是更你就更重要的就是你要找到一些意义，一些目标，能够来引导你为什么要去有这些享乐。
Otherwise, we end up in Ecclesiastes 2.
你最后的结局就会像传道书的第二章。
Constant delight.
你就是不断的有这种转瞬即逝的享乐
but no purpose
但是你却没有任何的目的和意义。
How many of you have ever gone on a cruise?
多少人去坐过这个叫什么游轮？
How many of you have eaten at the buffet on a cruise?
多少人在这个游轮上就吃那个自助餐大自助餐？
How many of you have eaten too much?
多少人吃太多了？
On a buffet at a cruise? How many of you at some point started to get tired of the buffet?
多少人在这个游轮上都已经觉得厌倦了，吃了最后。
My wife and I love to go on a cruise because no one can call me.
我和我太太很喜欢去坐这个游轮，因为呢，没有人可以打电话找到我。
I take a stack of books.
然后我就带一大堆书。
And if the world disappears while I'm gone, it's okay.
如果就这个世界消失了，在我走的时候，那也没
关系。And the first day, you go to that buffet.
第一天呢，你去到那个自助餐厅里面。
And there's more food than you can eat.
那儿吃，你根本吃不了那么多。
And it's wonderful.
很棒，是不是？
But if your cruise is very long, by the last day you go to the buffet and there's more food than you can stand.
就是如果你到那个你坐的那个游艇时间足够长，到最后那天你去那个自助餐厅的时候，你都觉得你都受不了那些食物了。
Right?
对不对？
On the day that I go and pick a salad, I know it's time to go home.
当我最后我就开始只吃沙拉的时候，我就知道该回家了。
But what has happened?
但是到底发生了什么呢？
There's simply too much.
因为有太多的选择，太多的享乐。
And there's no purpose to it. I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm eating because, well, the buffet is there and I paid for it.
我之所以去吃，不是因为我饿了，而是因为我花了那么多钱，这有自助餐，我必须得去吃。
Ecclesiastes says.
传道书对我们说。
And this is why there is never any copy of Ecclesiastes on a cruise ship. You'll never find it anywhere. They don't put it up on the walls.
你在游轮上，你绝对不会发现这个传道书的这个小册子。
Our pleasures must be guided.
所以我们的享乐必须
by some purpose bigger than the pleasures.
就是你必须要有一些比这个享乐本身更大的目标，这个意义所引导。
A second principle.
第二个原则。
The principle of focus.
就是专注的原则。
A legitimate pleasure.That is a pleasure that is right for us as believers.
正当的享乐就是作为一个信主的人，这个享乐对我们是正当的。
Is a pleasure that refreshes you without diminishing you.
就是让你精力恢复，但是又没有影响你。
Without distracting you.
也没有让你对人生的终极目标分神。
Without sidetracking you from your ultimate goal.
不会让你就是分神，对你最重要应该专注的东西。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说
I must first have a goal.
首先我应该有这个目标。
And that goal determines which pleasures are right for me.
就是那个目标，那个终极目标决定了到底什么样的享乐对我是合适的。
Because some pleasures will distract me from that goal.
因为有些享乐会分散我，会让我就是分散我对这个终极目标的专注。
And the principle of focus says,
这个专注的原则说
I keep my eye on the goal.
我的眼目要始终盯着
目标。Here is what my purpose in life is.
那是我对人生的目标。
And then I can enjoy any pleasure that does not pull me away from that focus.
就是这样我就可以享受任何的这个享乐，但是这种享乐不会让我对那个终极目标的这个追寻就是走偏。
I had a video I wanted to show you and I couldn't figure out how to do it here.
我本来有一段录像，本来我想给大家看，但是我不知道怎么把它给放出来。
But in India, I learned about a race.
在印度我学到了恩典。
That is called the slow cycling race.
Race,
slow bicycle race.
哦，就是它有一种比赛，就是那种慢，就是看谁叫做骑车骑得更慢的一种比赛。
I have a video of a group of cyclists doing this race.
我就看那些骑自行车的人，他们怎么样来比赛。
The goal is
他们的目标就是
on a bicycle,
在一个自行车上
to move as slowly as possible without your feet touching the ground.
就是说让你的脚不着地，但是你骑车看谁骑得最慢，能够。
The winner then is the person who crosses the finish line last.
所以呢，那个谁是最后那个赢的人，就是最后就是穿越那个终点线的那个
是赢家。And so I have a video.
所以我有一个录像。
Some of them are so good at this.
有些人他很棒。
That it looks as if they're hardly moving at all.
所以有些人他们骑得很好。
Balancing.
他们就好像他们完全没有
在动。Remember, they're disqualified if their foot touches the ground.
他们就好像在那里平衡自己。你要知道，他们如果脚一旦踏地，他们就已经失去比赛资格了。
And so the race will just be a few yards, maybe from here to the back door.
所以他们的这个比赛的这个赛程大概只有几米长，也就从这儿到门那么远。
And it takes a good while.
但是却让他们要很长的时间才能骑到终点线。
Now, I imagine.
你就想象一下。
An American.
在美国。
Who gets there and sees these people lining up for bicycle race?
看到这些人就是骑着自行车准备要比赛。
And he thinks, I ride the bike a lot. I bet I could win this.
你可能觉得说，哦，我经常骑自行车，我肯定能赢这个比赛。
I've won bicycle races before.
我以前赢过自行车比赛。
The starting pistol goes.
那个枪声一响
，He shoots off.
然后他就哗的就一下子就骑出去了。
And he gets last place.
但是他第一个冲到终点线，但是却是最后一名。
Why?
为什么
？Because he did not have the right purpose, the right goal.
因为他的这个目标，他的这个方向是他的目标是错的。
Soren Kierkegaard said.
有一个人说
，We must define life backwards.
我们对生命的这个定义应该是往后这样子来看。
And then live it forwards.
然后呢，往前活。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说
，Our goal, our purpose, becomes the dictator of our life.
就是我们的这个人生的这个最后终极目标，成为主导我们生命的所有的一个总纲。
We start at the end.
我们从这个终点开始。
This is my goal.
那个终点就是我的目标。
And then we work backwards to where we are now.
然后我们就开始往回这样子往回来回溯，然后说现在我开始该怎么生活。
And we begin living our life forwards.
然后我们就开始一日一日的向前生
活。Everything we do is guided by that end point.
所以现在我们所做的一切都被我们的终点所限制所引导。
I was reading a book about the Olympics.
我现在读一本关于奥林匹克的书，奥林匹克竞赛的书。
Since I'm too fat to run, I'd rather read books about other people who run.
因为跑不了那么快，所以我就读这个奥林匹克比赛的书。
An Olympic runner.
我就看那个赛跑的人。
That goal.
那个目标。
I'm going to run this race in 2024 or whatever.
我就不管说是2020年还是2024年参加比赛。
Determines everything in their life.
就决定了他们生活中的每一件事情。
For years.
就是好多年。
It determines what they eat for breakfast.
他们决定了他们早餐要吃什么。
It determines how much dessert they can have.
决定了他们每要吃那个甜点只能吃多少。
It determines their schedule. Everything is guided by that goal.
也决定了他们整个的人这个日程表，他们所有的所做的一切都被那个目标所引导。
Now here's what's important about Ecclesiastes.
所以这个讲到传道书。
If my goal is Ecclesiastes 12, where we ended up last night.
如果我们的终点目标是传道书的第十二章，就是我们上周所讲的。
Fear God.
就是敬畏神。
Keep His commandments.
谨守他的诫命。
This is the whole of man.
这是人所当尽的本分。
If that is the goal,
如果那个是我们人生的终极目标，
that becomes the dictator of all of my pleasures and enjoyments.
那就是变成了我们人生所有的我们的享乐跟我们的目标的一个总纲，一个总的好像掌控我们的东西。
Does this refresh me without pulling me away?From my goals.
所以呢，就算是有享乐，这个东西也正当的享乐，不会把我从这个目标上让我分心。
Now, for some people who do not understand this, it seems like a miserable life.
对有些不能真正了解这个意义的人，觉得这种生命是很无味、很糟糕的。
I was still teaching when I read the book about the Olympic runners.
当我读这个奥林匹克这个竞赛者的，就是赛跑者的这个时候，我仍然在想。
And I was telling one of my students about it.
我就告诉我的一个学生。
And he said that would be a miserable life.
他说我告诉他这些奥林匹克竞赛者他们所要过的生活，他们说那个生活多无，
You go to a big buffet and you have to limit how much you eat.
你去一个大的一个自助餐厅，但是你却要限制你自己所能吃的。
And I said, no, you misunderstand the whole point of the book.
我说你完全误解了这本书的目的。
If that goal is big enough and important enough to you,
如果那个终极目标对他来讲更
then the daily sacrifices to achieve the goal.
如果你每天的这种所付出的、所牺牲的，是为了要达到那个目标
，are perfectly fine.
你完全没有问题。
It's part of.The goal.
那个就是那个目标的一部分。
The answer in Ecclesiastes to that unbridled enjoyment in chapters 1 and 2.
就是在这个传道书第一章、第二章所讲的这个完全不受控的这种享乐。
That leads to emptiness.
只会导致虚空。
The answer to it is chapter 12.
对这个问题的这个答案就是在传道书第十二章。
A goal
我们的终极目标
that then guides everything else in life.
我们的终极目标就引导了、掌控了我们生活的方方面面。
Kierkegaard put it in a philosophical term.
有一个人是用一种出于一种比较哲学性的语言来描述。
If you're not a philosopher, let me put it in the terms of Yogi Berra, the baseball player.
如果你不是一个哲学家，我用另外一个人的话来讲。
If you don't know where you are going,
如果你不知道你要去哪里。
You might not get there.
那你肯定也到不了那个地方。
If you don't know where you're going,
如果你不知道你要去哪儿，
you might not get there.
你肯定也到不了那个地方。
That's Ecclesiastes.
那就是传道书。
I have to know where I'm going.
我必须要知道我到底要去哪里。
You see, Solomon had gone through a period where he didn't know where he was going.
所罗门经过一段时期，就是他不知道他要去哪里的时期。
And suddenly he found out he wasn't getting there.
然后突然他就发现自己没有去哪儿。
All of this pleasure,
所有的这些一切享乐
and it took him nowhere that he wanted to go.
把他带到了一个他不知道他要去的什么地方，他也没
All of this hard work,
所有他的劳碌，他的工作
it took him nowhere.
也让他好像没把他带到任何地方。
I had lunch with a man this week.
我上个星期我跟一个人一起吃午餐。
He was a very, very successful businessman.
是一个很成功的生意人。
In a big multinational company.
有一个就是跨国公司
and he is a vice president. He's on the second layer of this huge company.
他是那个一个很大的公司的，就是大概就是这个副总裁
and he said, "I'm having some frustration."
他说我现在觉得挺挫败的
and I thought, "I'm not the one you need to talk to because I don't know anything about a big company."
他说我想心里想你可不应该跟我谈，我可不知道这个大公司怎么运行的。
But he was serious.
但是他是很认真的。
He said, "Our president is going to retire."
他说我们那个总裁要退休了。
There are, I think, 5 vice presidents.
他说但是我们有五个副总裁。
And he said, "They all want to be president."
这五个副总裁呢，大家都想做总裁，做一把手。
And if I don't compete to become president,
如果我不去跟他们竞争去
they're all going to look down on me as somehow, you know, unmotivated and a failure.
如果我不是去竞争这个总裁的位置，他们别人就会低看我，认为我这个人好像没有雄心，也不想。
But he said the problem is.
但是这个问题在于。
I love what I'm doing.
我喜欢我现在的工作。
I don't want to be the president.
我不想做这个总裁。
I want to stay right where I am.
我就想现在坐待在我现在的位置上。
Is something wrong with me?
我这样难道有什么错吗？
And the only answer I could give him was from Ecclesiastes.
我能给他的唯一答案就是从这个传道书而来。
Know your goal.
要知道你的终极目标。
Know where you're headed.
要知道你在朝哪儿走。
And then it doesn't really matter what the rest of them think.
如果别人怎么想你就不太就不重
要了。 That becomes your direction.
就变成你的方向。
So to his wife's dismay,
然后他跟他太太这个心
Who wants him to become the president?
他太太想要他成为总裁。
He said, "Thank you. I think I'll just stay where I am."
他也告诉他太太，我可能就要待在我现在所待的位置。
God never intended us to live our life without purpose.
神从来不想让我们过一个没有目标的生活。
Just jumping from one thing to another.
不是让我们从一件事情跳到另外就忙忙碌碌的。
All of our pleasures, all of our activities, all of our focus is built on why we exist in the first place.
所有我们的目标，所有我们的享乐，我们的活，我们的行为，都建立在我们 最刚开始我们被造的目的是什么？
He made us.
神创造了我们
with himself.
神创造我们是要跟他有关系的。
And Ecclesiastes says that guides everything.
传道书这里讲到这个会引导了我们所有的事情。
Third.
第三点。
The principle of balance.
就是均衡的原则。
Again, this comes from Ecclesiastes 2.
这来自于传道书第二章。
Any pleasure,
任何的享乐，
however good,
不管多好，
if not kept in balance,
如果不平衡，
will distort reality,
都会扭曲事实，
will destroy appetite,
会扭曲你的那个胃口。
Proverbs chapter 25,
第传道书，箴言二十五章讲到，
verse 16,
二十五章十六节讲到，
If you find honey, eat just enough.
你得了蜂蜜吗？只可吃够而已。
Too much of it, and you will vomit.
恐怕你吃过饱就呕吐出来。
Did you know that's in the Bible? It's there.
大概你不知道这个在圣经上。
The Bible is a very practical book.
圣经是一本非常实际的书。
And he says,
然后这里说的，
If you find a pleasure, a delight,
如果你真的找到了有享乐的，可以让你享乐的东西，
Enjoy it.
你可以享受。
But eat just enough.
但是就是仅仅吃够而已。
Too much of it.
太多了。
And the joy makes you sick.
然后那种享乐就会
让你觉得， The fun makes you sick.
让你觉得难受。
I've told you, I live a mile from Jupiter Island.
我给大家讲过，我离那个朱比特岛，我们家离那只有一迈之遥。
And I've had several students who have worked on that island with wealthy, wealthy people.
我有好多有几个学生呢，在跟那个岛上非常富有的人为他们做工。
Some of them are wealthy, wealthy people who are very happy.
有些那个非常有钱的人，他们挺高兴的，挺快乐的。
And some of them are wealthy, wealthy people who are very unhappy.
有些那个很有钱的人呢，是很不高，很不快乐的。
And as I have listened to my students talk,
然后我就听我的学生的描述。
I have realized one of the differences is this.
我就意识到这两种人之间的不同在于，
Some are able to keep a balance in life.
有些人呢，他们是可以在生活中呢，他们有个平衡。
And some become consumed and enslaved by their search for pleasure and happiness.
有些人呢，他们就是他们就成了这个寻求这个享乐这种快乐的这个奴隶，他们自己也因此被消耗。
Anything that enslaves me，
任何让你成为让你置于把你置于捆绑之下的东西
，is going to distort my life，
就会扭曲你的生活。
I have a former student who is a pastor。
我有一个以前的学生，他是一位牧师。
And two, 3 years ago, he was down here visiting, and I was ate with him.
两三年以前，他来到这里，我们就一起吃饭。
And I asked him what he did for a hobby.
然后我就问他的那个业余爱好是什么。
And he said, I used to play golf.
他说我以前呢喜欢打高尔夫球。
But I had to throw away my golf clubs.
但是我现在得把我的高尔夫球杆都给扔了。
Now, make sure you hear the whole story before you leave and say, the pastor today said that golf is a sin. I didn't say that.
那个今天你们要听完整个故事，不要出去说我牧师说这个打高尔夫球是罪。
I said, why?
我说为什么你把你的球杆扔了呢？
I thought maybe he was really bad at it.
我以为他那高尔夫球打得很糟糕，所以他把球杆扔了。
He said, I love the game.
他说我很喜欢高尔夫这个球赛，这个运动。
And he said, one Sunday morning, I was sitting up here waiting to preach.
他说有个星期天早晨我就坐在那儿讲台上准备要讲到了。
And I was thinking about the game I had played on Friday.
他说我就脑子里面一直在想着我星期五那个去打高尔夫球的我的那个打的那个比那个情况。
And on the 11th hole,
他说在那个星期五
I realized that if I had used a different club, I could have done one stroke better in my game.
他说如果我那个要是我想我的星期五的时候在十一杆的十一洞的时候我如果有个不同的杆我可能就可以少打一杆。
And he said that's what I was thinking as the person in charge of worship that day announced Pastor Snyder will now bring the message.
就是说 当我那个领会正在说现在我们牧师要来讲到那时候我脑子里在想的这个
And he said I went home and told my wife Tomorrow I am selling my golf clubs
然后我就回家告诉我太太说明天我要把我的高尔夫球杆给卖了
Because he said I realized it had become something that consumed me
我就觉得说这个高尔夫球已经成了这个我占据我脑海的东西
And it was distorting my life
然后再扭曲我的生活
Now againThat does not mean golf is a sin.
这个并不意味着高尔夫打高尔夫。
But for him,
但是对这个我这位牧师来讲
，It was Ecclesiastes 2 rather than Ecclesiastes 12.
这个已经高尔夫球已成了传道书第二章而不是第十二章。
You understand?
你了解吗
？A personal example I've told my students.
我给学生讲过的那个我学生的个人的例子。
When I get a computer.
当我一旦就是我自己的例子我一旦有个新的电脑的时候
or a phone,
或者拿到一个新手机的时候
one of the first things I have to do
我第一件要我必须要做的事情就是
is go through and delete every one of those little games like Tetris and crossword puzzles and Sudoku
就我要把那个手机上就是像那个 Suzuki 啊或者是那种填字啊拼字的那些游戏那些小游戏都给删掉
I erase them all
我就把这些游戏全都删掉。
And I have a blocker that makes sure I can't download any more of them.
然后我再放一个，就是有一个专门的一个防止你那个下载游戏的这种。
Not because they are wrong. Please don't go and say that I said that you know Tetris was a sin.
我不是说不要出去误解我的意思，就是说我说玩这种游戏是罪。
But because I am not very disciplined.
因为在这方面呢，我不是很自律。
And I love the mindlessness of those games.
就是玩这个游戏的时候脑都不用动脑子就在那玩。
And so I am studying to preach a sermon on Sunday.
比如星期天我在要准备讲道。
And I think, I'm tired, I need a break.
然后我就说哎呀我累了我需要
Now that's fine,
休息一下
that's fine.
这没关系。
But if my break
如果我的这个休息时间
is Tetris,
如果是那种游戏，这个 Tetris 的一种游戏。
I will play it until I crash or whatever.
就是我一直玩，直到我最后那个撞车了。
And I'll think, oh, I could have done better than that.
然后我就说，哎呀，我可以打得更好。
Because I'm very competitive.
因为呢
，I want to win. Even beat myself is good, you know.
因为那个我很喜欢赢，哪怕就是赢了我自己上一次的结果也是好的。
So I will do it again.
所以我就再玩一轮。
And again.
然后再玩一轮。
And if I keep on, eventually I'll have to call Pastor Chris and say, you have to preach Sunday because I don't have a sermon.
然后如果这样继续玩，我可能要喊周牧师说，你星期天可能要换你讲道了，因为我没准备好。
And so I have learned that for me, only for me.
只是对我自己，对我个人这种游戏。
That is not a legitimate pleasure for me.
对我来讲，玩那个游戏不是一个正当的享乐。
I have to delete it.
我必须要把那游戏给删掉。
That is why, by the way, brothers and sisters, that is why some Christians do not do some things that other Christians can do with no hesitation.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，就是为什么有些弟兄姐妹他们会不会去做一些就是去玩一些或者做一些东西，但是别的弟兄姐妹他们可以完全的没有犹豫的去做。
Because we all have different weaknesses, different.Areas of temptation.
因为我们每个人的这个软弱之处是不同的，我们这个容易被诱惑的方面也是不同的。
There are things that you may be able to do.
有些事情可能是你可以做的。
Eat or drink that I cannot.
你可以吃喝，但是我却不能去做。
Okay.
对不对？
That is means two things for us, and this is Romans 14.
所以这就是罗马书讲的第两件事情对我们来说。
Number one, it means.I must not justify what I am doing because you can do it, so then I should be able to.
我也不应该就是说去自己给自己找理由，就是说因为你这样做了，所以我也可以做。
If God has said to me, "Don't do that,"
如果神对我说你不要去做
，It's because He knows my weakness.
因为神知道我的软弱
，And He's protecting me.
因为神在保护我。
Okay, so
对不对
I can't say, "Well, it's okay for you; it's okay for me."
所以我不能说哦，你可以做，所以我也可以做。
But the second thing is, if you do it and I don't, I must not judge you.
如果你做一些事情，但是我没有做，我也不应该去。
Romans 14 says, "Every servant answers to his own master."
所以每个人要对主负责。
And so I don't judge your convictions.
所以我也不会去论断你的这个信念。
By mine.
用我自己的行为信念来论断你。
I wanted to give a practical example of this.
我想给你一个很实际的例子。
And then I decided, no, if I do, I will offend someone and get in trouble.
如果我这样做的话，但是我想想还是不要了，因为我这样会冒犯一些人。
But it's the last Sunday of the year.
但是呢，今天是2019年的最后一个星期
天。So it's a good point to get fired if you're offended.
如果你觉得被冒犯。
Start the year fresh. So let me give the example.
所以我还是给你这个例子。
There are Christians.
有些基督徒。
Who can drink socially alcohol?
他们可以就是说有那种社交性的，他们去喝酒。
And it does not offend them their conscience at all.
他们的那个良心上，他们的完全没有任何的问题。
And they can point to scriptures.
他们也能找到经节上，圣经上的那个经节上说。
That show that is okay.
说经节上，圣经上也说了这个没问题。
If you take me out to eat.
但是如果你带我，请我出去吃饭。
And you order a glass of wine.
你自己就是订了一杯葡萄酒。
I won't.
我不会的。
And here is the big reason.
原因在于什么呢？
3, 4, 5 of my grandparents, uncles, and aunts have died from alcohol-related diseases.
因为大概有3到6位的，我的是那个祖父母辈的，还有我的这个伯伯、舅舅之类的，他们死于这个跟这个酒精。就是跟喝酒、酗酒有关的疾病。
They became alcoholics.
他们就成了这个就是酗酒者。
And so I am pretty sure that in my family is a predisposition.
所以在我的家庭里大概有这个基因，就是很容易这样酗酒的基因。
And I don't know that I have the discipline to know where that line would be.
我就不知道说到底那个界限在哪里，对我来讲。
But I know from looking at my family that most of my family doesn't know where that line is.
我看我的这个家族呢，好像我的这个祖辈，他们可不知道那个界限在哪里。
And so for me,
所以对我个人来讲
complete abstinence is safer.
所以就完全的不喝酒就是挺是安全的。
And that means two things.
而不是说去定一些社交性。
I won't change when I'm with you.
当我即使我跟你一起去吃饭，我也不会因为你而改变。我不会改变我的信念。
But I also must not say that person had a glass of wine. Obviously, they are not a true believer.
我也不能说因为那个人喝酒，所以他就肯定不是一个真正信主的人。
You understand?
你了解吗
Now, ？Whichever side of that you're on, you may be offended.
不管说你在哪一方面，或者你觉得被冒犯。
Because you might want me to say, if you ever touch a glass of wine, you are a sinner.I'm not going to say that.
也许你会，你想让我说，你只要喝了酒，你就是罪人。你想让，但是我不会这样讲。
Or you might want me to say.
或者你想我说。
Everybody can just do as much as they want to.
每个人想喝多少就喝多少，我也不会那样讲。
What I'm going to say is, Ecclesiastes gives us a goal.
传道书给了我们一个目标。
Relationship with God, obedience, a life that is guided by Him.
就是敬畏神，然后遵守他的诫命，我们整个的生命生活都被这个所引导。
And that goal then guides everything else.
然后这个目标呢，会引导生活的任何方面。
Next, the principle of purpose.
下一个原则是我喜欢目标的原则。
Pleasure is a means, not an end.
享乐是途径，不是目的。
I quoted to you before from Woody Allen.
我以前给你们讲过这个伍迪·艾伦的讲的。
He said it's hard for me to enjoy anything.
他说我基本上不能享受任何东西。
Because I know it will end.
我知道它最后的结会怎么样。
There are times when I think, oh, life is sweet.
有的时候我觉得哦，生活是如何的如此的美妙。
I'm watching the Marx Brothers.
然后我就看了这个什么这个兄弟俩的表演。
A Knicks game.
然后呢，他们有这个竞赛
，or listening to great jazz，
或者是听这个爵士乐。
And then suddenly I remember，
然后突然之间，我好像挺享乐、挺高兴的，就觉得
it will end，
所有这一切都会过去。
And the enjoyment is gone，
然后这一切的享乐都会过去。
Do you understand how sad that is？
你觉得那有多难？让他多
？What he is saying is this。
这个伍迪·艾伦他所说的就是
，Those pleasures for him are no longer a means to enjoying life. They are the end, the goal in themselves.
就是这一切的享乐对他来讲不是说去享受生活的一个途径，而是这一切的享乐成了他的生活的主要的目标。
And Ecclesiastes says to us,
然后传道书对我们讲
true pleasures, true joys,
真正的享乐真正的
are never in themselves the end goal,
真正的享乐本身永远不是这个终极目标。
They are a means to something bigger and more important.
他们所带是要引是一种途径，带领你到一个更大更广的目标。
We know this from daily life.
我们从这个可以从我们的日常生活中。
How many of you got some present at Christmas?
多少人在圣诞节得到了礼物
？Okay, let's just assume everybody did. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
就让我们每个人都说圣诞节得到礼物。
I'm willing to bet.
我肯定要，我可以给你们打赌。
That none of those presents by themselves were just incredibly important to you.
就是
You're adults. Now for children, yes, but for adults.
对孩子可能不一样，但是对我们大人来讲，本身那个礼物本身不会说让你非常的高兴喜乐。
My children bought me a can of spiced peanuts.
我的孩子呢，送的我的礼物是那种。调过香的这种花生。
Now the truth is this.
这个为什么这
样呢？ If I am hungry for spiced peanuts, I can go buy them.
如果我要去买这个喜欢这个调味的花生，我自己可以去买。
Right?
对不对？
In fact, I could buy them for much less than it costs to feed my children this week.
我可能花的钱买这个花生比我孩子花的钱要少很多，就能买到同样的花生。
But.
但是。
The spiced peanuts are important.
这个调味的花生对于很重要的在于
Because my children know that I like spiced peanuts.
因为我的孩子们知道我喜欢这种花生。
And they gave them to me as a way of saying.
他们给我的就是来表达。
Dad, we want to give you something. We're going to eat all your food. You'll need something after we're gone.
就是说，爸爸，你们会把我所有的食物都吃完。当我们不在家的时候，你可以应该有什么东西可以吃。
But do you understand the problem?
你了解到这个问题。
If I open my peanuts,
如果我打开这个花生
and said,
然后说
Would you all please leave?
请你们都离开吧。
I have my peanuts and that's all that matters.
我只想说有现在有这个花生这是唯一重要的。
Right?
对不对？
The peanuts are not the goal.
这个花生本身不是目标，不是目的。
And Ecclesiastes says to us,
传道书对我们说
The pleasures that God gives to us,
这个神所给我们的这种享乐
are not in themselves the goal.
他们本身不是说那个终极目标。
They are part of the gift that represents a relationship that is far beyond the gift.
它是代表就是说我们有关系的这位神所给我们的一种礼物，但是这个东西，但是这个我们的跟神之间的关系远远胜过那个礼物。
Which brings me to the last one.
所以呢，它带我们
讲 principle of relationship.
最后一章那个
true pleasure
就是关系的原则
is found Ecclesiastes 12 in relationship with God.
真正的享乐来自于传道书第十二章所讲的，来自于和神的关系。
C.S. Lewis wrote beautifully about this.
他写得很好，在这方面。
When he says,
当他这样说
，All of the beauties in life,
这个生命中所有的这些美好
，The reason they do not bring ultimate fulfillment,
这个生命中所有的美好的事物之所以不能带来终极的满足
，Is because they were never intended to bring ultimate fulfillment.
因为他们本身也没有。就是说他们的目标并不是要带来这个终极的目标。
Instead, he says,
相反的
they were intended to point us
这些所有生命中生活中美好的事物是要指向
to something bigger and greater than themselves
像我们是指向一个比他们本身更大更美好的。
And he says that is why
这就是为什么
We are never completely satisfied with the beauty and the joy and the pleasures that we have in this life.
所以就为什么我们在这个世界上，我们永远不会因为这个世界上的美好的事物和这种享受而心里有真正的满足。
Because he says,
因为
God has put within us a hunger deeper than that beauty and those pleasures.
因为神在我们心里放了一种渴慕，叫 就是这种渴慕深于更甚于这种美好的事物。
And those pleasures
对那种东西的
are a pointer
这些美好的事物不过是一个指南针
to the greater beauty
它是指向一个更大的更美好的事物
This is how that looks in C.S. Lewis Let me give you two quick examples
所以路易斯给了我们两个
His own conversion
第一个呢是他本身自己的这个信主过程
C.S. Lewis had become an atheist when he was a teenager
那个路易斯在他青少年的时候就成了一位无神论者
His mother died a very painful death, and he could not accept a God who would allow that.
他的母亲就是有一个很痛苦的死亡，然后呢，他就不能接受这样一位让他母亲死的神。
And his answer was to become an atheist.
所以他面对这个痛苦，他的答案就是成为一位无神论者。
But he said, I then made the mistake, he calls it, kind of tongue-in-cheek. I made the mistake of majoring in literature.
他但是我的错误在于呢我学的专业是文学
And he says Number one I found that the greatest most beautiful literature was written by Christian authors
但是我发现这个最好的最伟大的这个文学作品都是基督徒作者写的
And number two he said the more I read them the more hungry I became for something that I could not find
就是我阅读这些东西呢我的心里就越渴慕一些我在这些文学作品里找不到的东西
And through a friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien,
就是他后来跟一个叫 Tolkien, 就是托尔金
He says, I discovered that hunger was a hunger for the God I did not believe in.
他说我的这种渴慕是对于那个我不愿意相信的这位神的渴慕
After he becomes a Christian,
当他成为一个基督徒的时候
he writes a novel.
他写了一个小说
It's a novel in the form of a series of letters.
他的这个小说呢是 以一系列的信件来完成的
Letters from a senior devil to a junior devil who is being trained
就是一个叫 screw letter 就是一个大魔鬼写给小魔鬼的信魔鬼书信这本书叫
The screw tape letters
叫做那个魔鬼书信
And in this letter in these letters the junior devil has been assigned a particular person to keep this person from becoming a Christian
所以这个小魔鬼的他的任务呢他的一个就是要他的任务就是让一个人不要成为基督徒。
And a few weeks later,
然后过了几个星期
，the junior devil reports that he has lost this man to the enemy, to God.
所以这个小魔鬼就回来汇报说他失败了，他的这个目标呢，这个现在投敌了，就是。
And he defends himself. He says, "I don't know what I did wrong."
然后这个小魔鬼就给自己找辩护啊，就说我不知道我做错了什么。
He says the only thing he did is every day he would take a walk.
说这个人呢，他每天就是去散步。
And he would read some good books.
然后他就读一些好的书籍。
And the more he did that,
然后他就阅读那些书籍。
The closer he came to the enemy, to God.
他就离那个敌人越近，就是离神越近。
And the senior devil says,
然后这个大一点的高一等的大魔鬼就说
There's where you made your mistake.
这就是你犯错的地方
You should have had him take a walk for exercise, not for enjoyment.
你应该让他去就是说让他是这个去散步呢是为了锻炼身体而不是为了享受
You should have had him read a book, not for the enjoyment, but to impress other people.
你让他应该让他读书的目的呢是为了让别人觉得他很了不起而不是让他真的是来享受这本书籍
Here's what I want you to hear
我想让你们大家留心这句话你看到了吗
By not distracting him
你没有让他分心
from the honest enjoyment of good things
你没有让他分心让他真的是专注去享受这个好
正道的事情 You brought him closer to the voice of the enemy
你让他离这个我们仇就是我们敌人的声音越来越近他指的敌人就是
Here's what Lewis is saying and I'll quit
这是路易斯说的
He is saying
他在说
God gives those good gifts
神给了这些美好的礼物美好的恩赐
So that through the enjoyment of those
所以呢通过对这些美好事物的享受
We are drawn closer to the giver
我们就离这个赐予者越来越近
The gift in itself,
这个礼物本身，这个恩赐本身
if we seek all of our meaning in the gift,
如果我们想要在这个礼物本身找到我们所有的人生，我们的意义
it is vanity,
那就是虚空
and that's the opening of Ecclesiastes,
那就是那个传道书的起，就是序言，就是
这个开始
的 财富
career,
那个事业
entertainment
娱乐
education
教育
all of those things in Ecclesiastes 1 and 2
所有这些在传道书第一章第二章里边的东西
if we seek ultimate meaning in them
如果我们在他们里边寻找这些人这个人生的终极目的
they are vanity
他们不过是虚空他们本身自己就是虚空
but
但是
and this is what Daniel must hear so he doesn't quit school from today's class
Daniel 在这儿不会就是不来这个班上了
Those very same things in Ecclesiastes 1 and 2.
就是同样的在传道书里第一章第二章的四样事情。
Wealth.
财富。
Pleasures.
享受。
Career.
事业。
Education.
教育。
If.
如果这些事情。
They are enjoyed as the gift of God.
如果你是把他们作为神的恩赐礼物来享受
的。Enjoyed in relationship with Him.
你在享受因为这样你享受你跟神的关系
those things become satisfying
这些东西会让你觉得满足
and a joy they bring joy
也让你带来享受
so Ecclesiastes in no way is attempting to say
所以传道书根本就不是
在说 everything in this life is bad
这个生活中的生命中的所有事情
都是不好的 just wait till we get to heaven and then it's good
现世的生活太糟糕了就等到我们到天堂上了
that's how the book has been interpreted many times but that's not what he says
很多时候这个有很多人解释
是这
样但是不是传道者这么说的
Everything in
传道者说的是
is incomplete in itself
这个现世这个世界上的每件事情在它本身都是不完全的
But incomplete doesn't mean bad
但是不完全并不意味着就是坏的不好的
Just because I will get hungry again tomorrow doesn't mean today's food was bad
并不是因为我明天我还会饿嘛并不是就说今天的食物就是不好的
It was just incomplete
它只是说不够完全
But
但是
Those enjoyments
但是这些享乐这些恩赐这些礼物
If they are enjoyed as part of a rich relationship with the God who gave them
作为就是说你跟一个爱我们的神之间有关系的神之间的他给予你的礼物来享受的话
They are fulfilling. They are rewarding.
它是让你心里边会满足的，会让你觉得就是有回报的。
And so he says, enjoy life.
所以这里说叫享受生活。
It is the gift of God.
因为是神的恩赐。
And Ecclesiastes then, I think, becomes an incredibly positive book.
所以传道书这样就成为一个非常积极正面的书籍。
Have the right goal.
第一个你要有个正确的目标。
The right relationship.
有跟神有正确的关系。
And then enjoy.All of the good things that God brings into life.
然后享受神所带到生活中、生命中所有美好的东西。
As His gift.
就是作为他所给的礼物来享受。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness.
亲爱的天父，为了你，我们为你的美好恩赐所感谢你。
We do not deserve any of the good things you have given us.
我们真的是不配得你所给我们的任何的美好的东西。
But you love us.
但是你爱我们。
And you bless us with those things.
你真的是用这些美好的事物来祝福我们的生命。
Help us to never take them for granted.
让我们不要从永远不要把这些作为理所当然。
Help us that we will never replace you with those things.
让我们不要用这些东西来代替你自己。
But that we will live in a close relationship with you.
让我们过一个跟你有个亲近的关系。
We will enjoy your gifts.
我们会享受你所给的礼物。
Because of that relationship.
是因为我们跟你有关系，所以我们可以享受这个礼物。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.